This is the official Caps Chirp podcast, proudly a part of the Hockey Podcast Network. Every team, everywhere. What's going on, Caps fans? It's me, the Hockey Chill, and I'm back with that snack, Poly Cupcakes.
Hello, hello.
Caps fans, we've got a great Thursday episode for you. The Hockey Chill Hip Check is going to talk very calmly and collected about the St. Thomas suspension and what bullshit it was that it happened and that the punishment was as severe as it was, I think. And then what's snack time with Poly Cupcakes?
College hockey.
I feel like we should just pop some tabs and get into it. What do you think?
Yeah.
One, two, three.
Poly, I thought college hockey, you're talking the NCAA tournament, was last week.
Well, no. Okay. So what I did last week was apparently, well, I was talking about the conference championship games. And apparently I was looking at the wrong part of an article or something, or I didn't scroll properly. So I fed a bunch of wrong information. This week, I have it correct.
Poly, if this was a real job, would I be within my grounds? Would you think I would be within my grounds to fire you over this?
It probably would have been a write-up.
All right. An actual, legit written write-up, though. Not a...
Yeah.
I love how you... I mean, a write-up's quite a step back. I mean, it's not a big deal. I think it would be a write-up, and then I'd make you do a performance improvement plan as well. So...
Yeah. Well...
But hey,
I think
you know...
I've improved.
What's that?
This week is an improvement.
Yeah, well, Paulie, you know... I hate to have this conversation on air, but proper preparation is you know, a great tool that you could use to, you know, not have these results again, Poly. You don't really want to see these types of, quite frankly, poor results. I'm going to be putting this in your permanent file.
I will take this under advisement and do better as I continue in this role.
Thank you. Thank you, Poly. I do expect better. I do. But hey, you know what, Paul? you're not blameless. Last week when I was just getting way too excited hyping up Miro, got a Facebook comment from Dennis Vitone. Vitone? Is it Vitone or Vitone, you think?
If I had to guess, I'd say it's Vitone.
Vitone, okay. Dennis Vitone. And he said, rightfully, that Miro did not play in the Calder Cup playoffs that the Hershey Bears won last season. I think, that's correct. And honestly, and we saw this guy's profile picture. It was a Hershey Bear one. And Pauly, what have I always fucking said, dude? Those minor league fans, man, they know their shit.
Yeah, they do.
And so, yes, you know what? We appreciate you. I like getting called out like this, especially because obviously I get to learn something. But, you know, I like to be corrected here. And thank you for calling us out there.
Yeah. Hockey Troll likes to be punished and humiliated.
I do. So, I mean... No, but honestly, Dennis left a very nice comment. He complimented. He gave us the compliment sandwich, kind of.
Yeah.
Like the open face compliment sandwich, because he complimented the podcast, a great podcast, but Miro did not play. And he's right. But Miroshnichenko did play 47 games this year with Hershey and was tearing it up. So,
yeah. Well, you know. Since Hockey Troll likes being humiliated, I just want to bring up that in our most recent game, I fed him a perfect pass to the point, and he literally shot it without it being deflected into the netting above the glass.
That's pretty impressive, honestly. I bet not a lot of people could do that. They don't have that in the bag. They don't have it in the bag.
You just sent that thing sky high.
Holy shit. Well, look. All right, Pauly. It was a pass in the neutral zone. Like, it's not like I was in front of the net or anything. But I did have a bit of a lane, and, you know, I just got under it a little bit. You, on the other hand, this game absolutely went on a heater.
Yeah, it was a pretty good game. 2 goals and an assist. You know, because we let up those late goals, I ended up having the game winner.
Oh, nice. And the game winner. Yeah. It was a Pauly night for sure.
It was a sick goal, bar down.
It was. And then it was your second one that had to be the game winner. The one in front.
That first, because they scored 2 goals. I scored the 3rd goal of the game.
Ah, okay, right. Because the second, I get it. Yep. All right. You're right. That was a beatdown sesh.
Yeah. Felt good.
Yeah. I'm
7-2
glad.
7-2 victory.
Yeah, 7-2. Offense figured it out. And you know what? The roller team has been on a slide, 2-game slide. The last game was very close. You know, I feel like when you lose roller hockey by a goal, that's like probably less unheard of than like a 10-0 win.
Yeah, seriously. I had to pull a TJ Oshie, come back into the lineup and inject some life.
You did. And got back on the win train. I felt like our team's been really close. You know, we're getting the opportunities, we're just not finishing them. And then obviously defense can always be better, you know.
Yeah, but I don't know. It's looking like we might have another roller title to brag about on the pod.
The Caps fans are like, oh, thank God. You know, they're like,
yeah.
They're like, man, that's really what this podcast was fucking missing. 2 slobs bragging about a fucking roller hockey championship. Nice. But I do think I would love to see our goal differential in this league. I think that we don't give up a lot, and I don't think we've been blown up by any of these any game this season, right? I don't think we've got like crushed. So
no. And we've had a few beatdowns. We've given a few beatdowns.
Right. So we're probably looking pretty good. I mean, I'd love to see that, as goal differential is usually highly indicative of the team's success, which is crazy because the Washington Capitals right now are like at a negative 30 goal differential, which is trash. It is a terrible stat. I look at goal differential. When the stretch happens, I start looking at team's goal differential and to see who's like moving up, and it's almost, you know, 100% right every time.
Well, that just shows me that the Capitals are, you know, if they're winning games with this kind of goal differential, then they're not letting up a lot of goals, or, you know, they're scoring goals when they need to.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. And honestly, I bet that picture, that's a season-wide look. I don't think that it can be understated how much of a wagon the Washington Capitals are right now, seemingly making the playoffs or getting a fighting chance at the playoffs despite their best efforts.
Right.
You know, they're failing upwards, it seems. But in the games that they do play well in, they look really, really good. Look, Caps fans, I've been high on the Washington Capitals all season. I thought they were going to make the playoffs at the beginning of the season. It'd be awesome if they do now. And you just got to punch your card to the dance, right? Punch your ticket to the dance, and who knows what happens when you get in.
Yeah. I mean, 8 seeds have done it before.
Yep. Very rarely, but it's happened, so. And hell, we could fuck around and find ourselves in a 3rd divisional spot.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Anyways, Paul, I think that you owe everybody an apology. Did you apologize? I don't think there was an actual apology issued.
I'm sorry.
Okay, good. Let's get to the Hockey Troll Hip Check. What do you think?
All right.
This is the Hockey Troll Hip Check.
All right, so Tom Wilson eyeing up a sixth career Sussie.
Yeah. You know, I wasn't surprised he got suspended, but I didn't like the number.
Right. Six games in total. Was a call and a double minor on the ice. A pretty egregious high stick. And, yeah, I mean, it was a one-handed high stick, but it was quite the swing, and it hurt the player, cut him open. He, you know, Tom Wilson for hits has been suspended in the playoffs. He's been suspended in the regular season. I mean, he's gotten 20 games before. He hasn't been suspended in like 3 years. But the player's entire, when doling out punishment, the player's entire history is looked at. So when you do that, I don't even know where the baseline is. Like, where is the logic here? When you have Jacob Trouba, who two-handed a guy in the head, and a bit of a, you know, I would even venture to say that, okay, Tom Wilson's is maybe a little bit more egregious, but it wasn't even a call on the ice when Trouba did it, and he got $5,000 fine.
Yeah, I thought Trouba's was worse.
You did? I feel like with Trouba's, you could have played it off more as an accident on purpose thing.
Well, yeah, maybe.
Because he's in front of the net, he's getting shoved and whatever. You know, clearly Tom Wilson gets speared before. And again, it wasn't an intentional spear, I don't think. But at the same time, you have to be in control of your stick and your body at all times. That's what hockey's predicated on. So I understand that, you know, Tom Wilson is probably upset with a spear and swung his stick wildly and, you know, kind of lost it there. And this was during a beatdown sesh that the Toronto Maple Leafs were, you know, having their way with the Washington Capitals, you know?
Yeah.
So, while I don't agree with the length, you know, even four games, but to hear that he immediately is offered a fucking hearing, it's like, oh man, just grab the torches and pitchforks.
Right.
Yeah. So,
what a use of language there. Offered a hearing.
Right. Because they don't have to go. They just, you know, they go there to plead their case.
Yeah. Still, it kind of feels like when someone's like, do you want to do this for me? Instead of just saying, will you do this for me?
Right. Right. Yes. I agree, and I mean, we also, I think it's fair to not let Tom Wilson off the hook here, man. St. Thomas, dude. Like, it's a reckless play. That's not a hockey play, right? I think we can all agree on that.
Yeah.
No, and I don't think...
It's, go ahead.
I don't think Trouba's was a hockey play either.
Yeah. I mean, you know, if I'm going to be consistent, which, you know, no one's perfectly consistent, but I try to be as best I can. And I you know, I hate stick play. I hate when people use their stick for anything other than what it's intended for. You know, I think Tom Wilson deserved a suspension for this move. I don't know if I agree with the numbers, but it was stupid. It was reckless. Has no place in the game, and you know, I'm sure he feels terrible about it. He feels like an idiot, and you know, so I'm not going to pile on, but definitely not going to defend what he did.
Sure. Yeah, not a good play. But I guess the silver lining is obviously he cares and he's frustrated during a loss and he's lashing out, but he can't be doing that. That's against the rules, yeah. And it could hurt right. somebody.
Yeah, I can understand why he did it, oh, but yeah. that doesn't excuse it.
Sure, absolutely. And honestly, like I just... Anytime a player goes to that, gets a hearing, or anytime player safety gets involved, it just seems like, I mean, it's really just so inconsistent that you're fearful because it could be like complete railroad, right? You could be completely railroaded yeah. and then, or it could just be nothing. And it makes that feel like a sideshow rather than part of the game, which it isn't part of the game, which is why it exists, but you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I don't know, whatever. Tom Wilson, don't swing your stick anymore at people's heads and we won't have to do this. We need him. I mean, he makes our lineup better. I think that's, you know, pretty widely agreed upon. So 6 games, tough run. I mean, I don't know. I mean, you're looking at a guy too who's a leader on the team and looking to be the next captain probably, right?
Yeah. Yeah, most likely. You know, I guess, you know, when Tom Wilson listens to this, you know, I want him to hear this message. And Tom, babe, please don't do that again. We love you. We want to see you on the ice.
Exactly. That's the thing. Yeah. It's all love here. All out of love for St. Thomas, that's for sure. But what isn't out of love, and it's out of money, is DraftKings Sportsbook. And you could definitely win some money with this thing. We know hockey games move fast, but with DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NHL, you can score faster than anything happening on the ice. This week, new customers can bet $5 and get 200 instantly in bonus bets. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app with code THPN. New customers bet just $5 on the NHL and get 200 instantly in bonus bets only on DraftKings Sportsbook with code THPN. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/hockey for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources. NHL and NHL Shield are registered trademarks of the National Hockey League. Copyright NHL 2024. All rights reserved. Pauly, I am famished.
Play the intro.
It's snack time with Pauly Cupcakes.
How did that sound?
How did what sound?
Me getting close to the mic. Did it make any difference?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah. We're going to talk about some college hockey.
And accurately. Yeah, let's review. This is because, Pauly, you gave the wrong information. You were in a fever dream spitting out dumb shit for all of us to listen to last week. So this is a redo. I'm convinced this is just your way of getting out of having to think about a segment every week, which is harder than you think, folks.
It is. Yes, it is. So before we get into the upcoming men's tournament,
I wanted to mention that Ohio State has defeated Wisconsin 1-0 for the national championship. I'm looking at the previous winners. Ohio State won in 2022. Wisconsin won last year 1-0 over Ohio State. And then this year, Ohio State won 1-0. So,
rivalry.
Congratulations. What's that?
A little rivalry.
Yeah, looks like it. You know, something new in the workings here. So, congratulations to the Buckeyes. As much as I hate to say that,
yeah, so
the
no
women's
doubt.
Tournament has now ended, and the men's tournament is just about to begin.
Word, hey, so, isn't hockey at Ohio State fairly new?
Newer, especially I think the women's team is newer.
Yeah, because Wisconsin's pretty good and has been for a while.
Yeah, Wisconsin's a well-established program. You may be confusing hockey at Ohio State with lacrosse at Ohio State.
Okay.
I think they just got a lacrosse team within the last, like, 10 years.
Okay, all right. And Penn State, too. Penn State's somewhat new. They're new to the D1. NCAA.
Yeah, within the last 10-ish years, I think.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. So, and actually, the coach for Wisconsin, I believe, is Mark Johnson from Miracle. He's the guy who scored that goal with zero time on the clock against the Russians.
No way.
Yeah.
That's sick.
So, the men's tournament... the bracket has been picked, and we'll go through that in a second. You know, last week where I screwed up was the conference championships. So now I have them correctly because the conference championships just happened this past week. So in the NCHC, Denver beat Omaha 4-1. Now every conference winner is a guaranteed bid. And then the remaining slots are based on the pairwise rankings.
And how many? How many? There's six conference winners.
There are six. Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
In the ECAC, Cornell beat St. Lawrence. In the Atlantic, RIT beat American International 5-2. In the Hockey East, Boston College beat Boston University 6-2.
Ooh.
In the Big Ten, Michigan State beat Michigan in overtime 5-4. And then in the CCHA, Michigan Tech beat Bemidji State 2-1. Interesting bit of trivia. I don't know if most people know this or not, but the CCHA is where most of the Big Ten teams used to be. The CCHA used to basically be Big Ten teams plus who's in it now, but then the Big Ten established its own hockey conference. And I think the CCHA was on the verge of folding, and I don't know if they added new teams or what they did. I don't know all the history on that there, but yeah, so your six automatic qualifiers: Denver, Cornell, RIT, Boston College, Michigan State, and Michigan Tech.
Bro, so, Omaha's in the bracket.
Yeah, Omaha did end up making it, yeah. So, it's a 16-team playoff, single elimination. The four top seeds in descending order: Boston College, Boston University, Denver, and Michigan State.
Oof.
So, what's interesting here is that winning your conference does not guarantee you a certain slot in the tournament. It just guarantees you the tournament. So I'm guessing that the rankings play, a role here, because Michigan State and Denver both won their conferences, but they are a lower seed than Boston University, which I believe the two Boston schools were 1 and 2 coming into all of this. And so the rest of the teams, Boston College is playing Michigan Tech. Wisconsin is playing Quinnipiac. So that's two at-large bids right there.
Yeah.
Michigan State is playing Western Michigan. North Dakota is playing Michigan. That's two at-large bids. Denver is playing UMass. Maine is playing Cornell. Boston is playing RIT. And Minnesota is playing Omaha.
Nice.
So that's some very familiar names. You know, no one in there is really new. RIT, I'm sure there's a lot of people who aren't familiar with them, but they're in the mix on a regular basis. last year's champion, I think it was it Denver? I'll double check that.
Yeah, I know Quinnipiac won one recently.
Yes, you're right. It was Quinnipiac last year. They beat Minnesota 3-2 in overtime. Denver won the year before that, and the year before that was UMass. So those are the three championships since COVID. UMass, Denver, Quinnipiac, all three of these teams are in. So I think we're in for a pretty good tournament here. It'll be on ESPN. And the first two rounds will take place on one weekend. They'll take a week off. And then there'll be the Frozen Four and the National Championship. And I believe the structure, at least the Frozen Four, the semifinals are on a Thursday and then the National Championship's on a Saturday. I think they stagger some of the bracket, it's Thursday and Saturday, and some of the bracket, it's Friday and Sunday. But this is the March Madness that we're here for.
Right. Is this – wait, so when is it actually? Is it this Thursday starting?
Yeah, this is airing. It should be out. It should start the day this airs or the day after.
Okay.
I'll pull that up for confirmation as well.
Yeah, dude. That's sick. Love to see Omaha back in the mix, you know.
Yeah, the first game is on the 28th.
Nice. Which is today, right?
Yeah. The day this airs, the tournament will be beginning. So, I'm not sure. It may just be on ESPN Plus for the first couple rounds. But yeah, it's pretty Michigan heavy. It's what, four teams from Michigan?
Yeah.
And then, well, that's the most concentrated area, it looks like.
Who do you think's, I mean, you got Massachusetts, you know, a few.
Yeah. I mean, oh yeah, UMass. And then the two Bostons.
Right. And then RIT.
It's New York.
New York, yeah. And Rochester. Quinnipiac's New York, right?
Quinnipiac is New Hampshire.
Oh, shit.
Connecticut.
Okay.
They're close to Yale.
Okay.
Actually, nice. 1 year, it was like 2013 or something. Quinnipiac and Yale rivals met in the national championship and Yale beat Quinnipiac.
Oh, wow.
That was the season after we went up and, yeah, so it was 2013. It was the season after we went up and played Yale's club team.
Oh, nice. Dude, that was a fond memory. I'll have that.
Yeah. My dad likes to word it as, we went up and played Yale at the Whale's Tail, and then the next year they won the national championship.
Quite
the spin. He's not wrong, but he's, you know,
He's sparing some details.
Yeah, omitting a little bit. But, yeah. Yeah, and, you know, high school hockey, I don't know how your alma mater's doing and the Nationals.
They won their first game and then lost the next two. But, you know, I was actually just talking to one of my former coaches today, friend of the pod, Grant Van Laar.
Oh, shout out, Grant.
Yeah, shout out, Grant. You know, you get to those big national tournaments, you never know. You don't know what those teams are like.
Right.
You know, people from all over the country. So, actually, USA Hockey posted a highlight against my alma mater.
Good.
For a snipe.
Dude, so how do you, did you figure out how they got in? How do you get into the national championships if you're in high school?
So he told me, Grant told me today that starting last season, the West Virginia State Championship is a qualifier for the high school nationals.
Really?
Yeah.
So it's an automatic bid in.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's, I guess, a separate tournament for travel hockey.
Okay. Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's so that's cool. I mean, that's cool that USA Hockey is trying to spread it that way. I guess make it a little easier to get in this case. But, I mean, how did they do it before? By invite only?
I don't know. Because I honestly, I'd never heard of high school teams playing. I mean, I guess I figured that it probably existed, but I never even thought of it. You know, around here, all I'd ever heard of was our travel teams going to nationals. So I thought that that was the only tournament they have. Apparently they have two separate tournaments. And then in high school hockey, they have Division I, Division II, and then they have a prep league for prep schools as well. So they've got a pretty wide base to get as many in as possible. And so, you know, the West Virginia champion was Wheeling Central. They played a team from South Carolina, Iowa, and then I forget the other place. So it was a pretty diverse schedule.
Yeah. Many teams made it, but I guess that means that there could be up to 50 teams in this tournament every year, because I don't think there were 50 this year.
No. And that's what I wonder, if maybe some other states have, like, maybe some states have to qualify over each other to get in.
Yeah, or that they just didn't show up, because I'm sure it's an expensive trip, dude.
Yeah, I think Central got, it looked like they got a local sponsor to chip in.
Yeah, I mean, to take the team, it's got to be like 10 grand. Well, it's just, yeah. It is in Philly. It's in Philly, yeah. So.
Yeah, imagine what it cost for that team from Iowa.
I know, that's wild. They had to fly. They had to fly, right? Or you think they bust in?
I would imagine. I mean, even if you take two bus drivers and go nonstop, that's still like 20 hours.
I know. Oh, my God. Yeah. Whew. Well, so they're coming home, basically.
Yeah. Yeah. I doubt they qualified with a 1-2 record. But so going on right now, there's high school nationals. Just go to usahockey.com and you can see what's going on there. There's a streaming service if you want to watch any of the games. And then college hockey's getting in the midst of it, or they're in the midst of it this weekend. You got a pick?
I'm going the Mavs, baby. Let's go Mavericks. UNO.
Omaha. Yeah. All right. Got Omaha. They don't have an easy start, that's for sure.
I know. And, dude, Boston, I mean, honestly, smart money's on Boston College, I think, number one.
Yeah.
But I'm not smart with my money, so I'm going Omaha.
Well, I think the committee set it up
so they could get a Boston national championship.
Of course.
I mean, obviously, the teams have to earn their way there, but I think they strategically place them on opposite sides of the bracket.
Right, exactly. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, I mean, I think smart money's on either one of them, but that's not fun, you know?
Right.
So, I'm going to go with a classic that isn't as dominant this year, I guess. And I'm going to go, I think I just changed my pick in my head. Nah, I'm going to ride North Dakota.
North Dakota. Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know, dude, but like Ryan Leonard is having a year at Boston College. Yeah. And it's not just him. Like that team is just stacked with future NHLers.
Yeah.
For the Caps, it'd probably be nice that Ryan Leonard goes, wins the championship, and then feels like, I need to go to the next level, drops out of college, and just plays for the Caps.
If the Caps make the playoffs, we could very easily see Ryan Leonard playing for the Caps this year.
We could. So, hey, I mean, McClellan's on record saying he thought that Leonard was ready at the beginning of the season.
Yeah. Well, I hope he has a sweet tournament. Yeah. The only thing – I may have said this last week. The only thing I worry about Boston College is I wonder if they're like last year's Michigan, so star-studded that they just kind of
– choke.
They meet up with a team that's more team.
Yeah. That could absolutely be. For sure. And I mean, I bet if you looked at a stat line of Boston College, you probably think like, goddamn, there's like three guys on this team. They're all powerhouse numbers. Definitely standouts. So yeah, I mean, is the star power, can a scrappy team like the UNO Mavericks play a good team game against Boston College in the championship and pull off like a close one goal victory game? Maybe. That's the beauty of it.
Yeah. I mean, they did make their conference championship, so.
Right. True, true. All right. Well, Caps fans, we hope you like that. We're sorry for our ineptitude, if you will.
Last week.
This week you got the good shit. And I guess on Monday, let's hope the Caps are winning right now. And we will see you on Monday. But until then, Hockey Troll Poly Cupcakes, signing off.
Bye.
Hey, Caps fans. Thanks for tuning in to the official Caps Chirp podcast, repping the greatest team in the NHL. Follow me, the Hockey Troll, at Hockey Trollin' on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
Follow me, Polly Cupcakes, at Polly_Cupcakes on Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter.
Special thanks to the Hockey Podcast Network at HockeyPodNet on social and thehockeypodcastnetwork.com. Every team, everywhere. Check them out, or we're not friends anymore.